There's a quiet revolution underway in the market town of Frome in Somerset. The people there are getting healthier, or at least attending hospital less, and it seems to be because of something rather old-fashioned, a sense of community. During the last 3 years, emergency hospital admissions in Frome fell 17%. In the rest of Somerset, they rose by 29%. Andrew Bomford has been there to see what's going on.
Do you know, we've lived in so many places, and I've never known anywhere like Frome. This togetherness.
Bev and her son Luke are on their way to the men's shed.
To meet people, really, and to get involved in what's going on in the community.
Luke is 36 years old, but he says he has problems meeting and socialising with people. This visit was the idea of Jenny Hartnell, who's what's known as a health connector at the local GP surgery.
Brilliant.
OK, should we get going?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Jenny works for the NHS, alongside a network of community connectors. They're volunteers who look out for anyone who might need a bit of support in their lives.
So actually, I think Frome kind of talks a lot.
Yes.
Somehow. Maybe it's not, you know, or communicates a lot.
Mm. It's a chatty place, isn't it?
It's a chatty place, I think.
Amazingly, in a town of 26,000 people, there are more than 400 community connectors and about 50 different support groups. One of them is the local chapter of the national organisation Men's Shed. On the way there, we pass a council van with the town logo written on the side.
Look, Frome Town Council, made differently.
Vegetable growers?
No, we're not the vegetable growers. Yeah, no, we're the men's shedders. We're not the carpenters rather than the vegetable growers.
Men's Shed calls itself the WI for men. A place for blokes to get together, make stuff, and chat.
Hi, Patrick.
How are you?
This is Andrew.
Hello, Andrew.
And this is Luke.
Hello, Luke. We met in the Talking Cafe.
Luke, a guitarist, immediately spots someone making their own electric guitar.
Oh, wow. It's a Telecaster type of guitar.
It's a single pickup Telecaster, which makes it an Esquire, in fact. Yeah.
So have you built that from scratch? Or?
From scratch, yeah.
And instantly, Luke is out of his shell. There are guys here making a doll's house, a computer-controlled cutting machine, and Patrick, the organiser, introduces me to Tony and John making a coracle.
Well, hopefully we're going to get a coracle from an Englishman's shed, a Welshman's shed, and a Scottishman's shed.
There's a joke there.
There is a joke, but we're hoping to get them all together in a race.
What difference do you think just kind of being social, meeting people, chatting, making friends, having projects, you know, something to work on? Have you ever thought about what difference it might make to your general health?
It tends to make you think and sort problems out.
I think it gives you an incentive, something to look forward to. No, it just gives you a feel-good feeling. It gives you something to live for.
It's just changed my life totally and saved my marriage, I think.
That's Leon, one of the founding members.
We've recently built a coffin for one of our members, so I don't know whether they've actually told you about that.
OK, this sounds intriguing. Leon shouts Pete over. Pete made the coffin for Jeff, one of the oldest members, who asked for a volunteer.
And he was serious. I mean, there was a lot of black humour while it was being built, but halfway through the build, Jeff fell down the stairs, so we thought, oh, Christ, he needs it now. But no, he overcome that, and he's still fighting for it at the moment. The coffin is now in his house, waiting for him to depart this mortal world.
The point is that amid all the banter, this is the sort of place where men can talk about their problems and help each other out. And there are plenty of other support groups in Frome too. I asked Jenny Hartnell what she, as a health connector, actually does.
The official kind of thing, or the magic-y bit?
The magic-y bit, yeah, what is it?
It might not actually be magic, but it's not the normal NHS approach either. It's the opposite of medicalising people, isn't it, and coming up with medical solutions to health problems.
Yeah. Actually, we're all professionals. These people understand each other so much more. Someone going into a men's shed who's got anxiety or whatever, who meets somebody else, they understand each other so much more than maybe a GP who hasn't had that experience might have with a patient who's saying they're anxious. You know, the men's shed or the talking cafe, is they're the professionals supporting each other.
Hello. Hi. But NHS professionals have a big role to play too. The whole thing is the creation of GP Dr. Helen Kingston, here visiting one of her patients who's just home from hospital. She says she was looking for a more holistic way of treating her patients. A 17% drop in emergency hospital admissions is a bonus.
The intention was to try and improve the care that we were giving to patients and to give ourselves some job satisfaction back in feeling that we were addressing the needs that they were coming to us with. The fact that it has made some savings hopefully means that that future is secure, that it is a sustainable way of doing medicine in the future, and that this is something that could be spread across the rest of Somerset or beyond, because it isn't a more costly model, but it is providing a better level of service. 96.6
Patrick from Men's Shed is presenting his show on Froome FM, the community radio station.
Okay, 10 seconds.
Yep, it's that word again, community. Froome's USP.
Hello and welcome to Shed Happens. I'm Patrick from the Froome Men's Shed, bringing you this month's Shed Happens on Froome FM at 96.6 and online at froome.fm.
They're delighted that journalists and health professionals are beating a path to Froome to learn about community.
Now, quoting from The Guardian, Froome in Somerset has seen a dramatic fall in emergency hospital admissions since it began a collective project to combat isolation. There are lessons for the rest of the country. It could, if the results stand up, be one of the most dramatic medical breakthroughs of recent decades. It could transform treatment regimes, save lives, and save health services a fortune.
But around the country, there are countless small-scale examples of the Froome community model to learn from. They not only save lives, they make places much better to live in, too.
Andrew Bomford with the Healthy Men of Froome.